congratulations, team. 2015's been an excellent year for you guys, but it's not just been about this year. It's also been about a team that's been built over several years, isn't it?
Yeah, the girls have been sort of together now, or a number of the girls, for a few years. But this year, they sort of changed the dynamic of it all and became more of a team, brought some new people in, and it's worked really well.
Tell me about retaining titles. Is it more difficult to do that than actually becoming the champion for the first time?
We can tell you next year. So for the last 4 years, we've probably come last in the women's team series for 4 years running.
Right.
So out of 22 teams, for our team then to go from zero to hero is astonishing. So
how did that happen?
Well, it was all to do with the format, basically. We have a really good leadership. Our captain's really good. We have a coach, Tony Ireland. He coaches us for free. We've had a little bit backup from the ACU. And as of November last year, we started dishing out the training via an app called Train Exhale. And we all basically screwed a nut, applied ourselves to the training, got out in the wet and cold in the winter area, in the winter season, and we call it winter miles equals summer smiles.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. So formation and everyone doing what they're told, when they're told, no questions.
Just that sort of minor details, little tweaks to performance that make all the difference. Just outline to me what have been the critical differences in your performance and in your preparation perhaps this year that you weren't doing last year.
I think generally we've just worked together as a team. Like, cycling is a very team orientated sport, so to get one person to the finish line, to get that win, you need the whole team to sort of work around that person, and it often involves sacrificing yourself and your own race to get that one person
right to
in that first position. So we've just accepted that sometimes you may have to work for another rider, but at the end that's gonna get you the win.
Just a word on the Army. Here we are at the Team Army Sports Awards. It acknowledges elite improvement or elite championship performance, or just a great story, which this is a great story for the year for us to enjoy. What does the Army mean to you as individuals? How has it improved your lot? And could you be the athlete that you are today without the Army?
No, I think the Army supports you a lot in terms of your job and giving you time away from your job to be able to fit in your training, giving you time away to be able to fit in races, like helping with funds, with traveller expenses and race fees and stuff. So I think without the Army, we wouldn't be able to do what we've done today.
As a soldier, teamwork is a given, leadership is a given. Everyone's disciplined, everyone recognises their part to play, and it comes naturally to us. Whereas I think the civilian teams, they've struggled with the discipline side and they've had individual goals. But we work in the Army with the rank structure, and we work in our cycling team with the structure. So it's not foreign to us.
That's very interesting. Women's Road Cycling Team, congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.